Welcome, I'm James Sturdivant. In our previous videos, we took a look at what Project Oxford is and how we could run the project locally. Today, we're actually going to create our website, hook it up to GitHub, and deploy it. This is probably the most exciting part of the entire project. So I'm sitting on the Azure dashboard right now. I've also got a tab open for my GitHub repository. On the dashboard, we'll click the new link, and we're going to create a new website. We've got quite a few options here, but we'll choose web, mobile, and web app. We'll give the web app a name. We'll choose our particular subscription that we're interested in. The resource group is a logical grouping of any resources that we have inside the group. It could be the web app, SQL Server, many other options that we have. We'll go ahead and hit create. And now our app is deploying. So while that is deploying, I'm going to show you a little bit about the files that are required to deploy on Azure. So we'll go over to the GitHub repository. We'll take a look at the files. The first file we're going to take a look at is the Python Visual Studio file. It's automatically generated for you when you create a new website and select Python. This file, you don't have to modify this file at all. This is going to do all the setup so that it will run properly on Azure. The next file that we can take a look at is the runtime file. This file just tells us what version of Python that we're using. So if you put Python 2.7 in here, it'll actually download that version. Otherwise, here we're telling it to use Python 3.4. If you don't include this file, it will run the 2.7 version of Python. Another file that a lot of folks forget to set up and modify is the requirements.txt. You got to include this so that Azure knows what packages to download for Python. If you don't have this file, you might get some strange errors, and we'll take a look at how to maybe potentially debug those errors and where that would live. And finally, you need a web config. I've specified a web config and a web 3.4. Since we're using the 3.4 version, Azure will actually look at the 3.4 config. If you open this up, you'll see there's a few different things set in here. And again, this is pre-populated for you when you create a Python Django website. So that's a quick overview of all the additional files that are needed. Now, our website should be back up and running now, so let's go back over there and take a look at it. This is our first page here. This is kind of where we'll be seeing all the information around where our website lives, what the URL is, the FTP host name, what location is running in. There's a bunch of metadata around this website. If we were to go to this website right now, we'll see the default hosting page. This tells us that the website's up and running, but it doesn't have any information on it. We're going to use GitHub to deploy our application. Over on the right-hand side, underneath the Publishing tab, you might have to scroll down a little bit, is the Continuous Deployment tab. You click on that. We're going to configure our project to work with GitHub. Here you can see I can actually have quite a few different options. I could even deploy with Dropbox or Bitbucket, but today we're going to go GitHub. So I'll choose GitHub, and I'll need to authorize my account for GitHub. So I'll click on Authorize, and it'll open up a prompt and ask me to log in. Once you've authorized GitHub, you can now complete the setup of GitHub. It'll actually recognize your organization and all the projects you have. So here we'll go out to project, and we'll choose Happy Image Tester, and we're going to choose the Django version because that's what we've been working with. Here we'll actually choose the branch, and so you could actually select multiple branches. One other note is, if you don't have Happy Image Tester Django in there, you can choose any other project that you want to deploy, or you could fork this project and then it would show up in that list there. You hit OK a couple times and it actually set up continuous deployment. So this takes a few minutes, especially the first time. This could take upwards of 4 or 5 minutes because it's actually pulling down the correct version of Python. It's pulling down Django. It's pulling down all those packages. Any further deployments that you do via GitHub will actually only be the the changes, and so it won't pull that back down, and the deployments will be much faster after that. So now our deployment is complete. We've got the green check mark and our website's live. If I click on this, I actually get a list of the logs that ran during the deployment. And I can look at any individual ones. And this is where you would actually find out if you had any deployment issues. So if your deployment isn't successful, you can always click on that and dive in a little bit deeper into one of the logs, and it'll give you a bunch more information around what it actually did, where it ran. The one that's usually very helpful is the deployment command log. It tells you all of the files that it copied over. It also tells you all of the files that it called during the deployment. Now that we've got our deployment live, we could actually go out and browse to it, but there's one more thing we need to do. We had an environment variable that we used to call out to the Project Oxford API. So we need to set that so that Azure knows about the environment variable also. So here we can scroll back up and choose application settings, and then scroll down to the section that is app settings. We'll type in Oxford key, and we'll paste in the value that we had from our previous application. Finally, make sure you press save. It's going to take a minute to update, and then our app will be ready to go. And use the link on the website's information page to launch the site. Now, the site will take a few seconds to load the first time because it's actually getting all the files loaded up into memory and serving them up for the first time. Subsequent visits to the site will be faster. So we can browse to one of the images, and we'll see that it does indeed make the API call. And it works. One other thing I'd like to point out here is that there's a dashboard behind the scenes that you have access to. You can access it by going up to the URL and typing scm.azurewebsites into the site. Now, I don't want to have this end URL. I hit enter and I'll get into that dashboard. This dashboard is where I can actually see the environment variables that have been set. There's tons of information in here. I can't go over it all today. But if I click on environment, I can then scan down and you'll see that I have a setting in here underneath environment variables for my Oxford key. And so that's one way you can double check what's actually out there. That was a quick introduction on how to actually deploy the application to Azure. I hope that was helpful, and I hope the whole series was helpful. We always look forward to feedback, so if you have any, you can leave a comment or reach out to me on Twitter.